Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Blind Can Succeed. You know, I like the word can because it's a very powerful word to me, the word can by itself. And some people, I think, sometimes misunderstand the word can. You know, you ask someone, you say, can you do this? Or you tell someone that, look, you can do this. So it can be a direct or indirect word or meaning, shall I say. In this one, and in all the audio booths that I do for the blind community can succeed, it means you can. It's not asking. It's me telling you that I know. It is a direct. I know that you can succeed. And I'll be honest, some has snuck over and listened to some of my other booths for my business. Got the webpage, went to the webpage, got the email. Sent me emails telling me that I really, you know, don't do this, don't do that. And let me just say that,
screen locked.
Yes, I'm trying to encourage you. And I'm doing my best to encourage all of you that might ever feel down or feel like you're not as good as the next person beside you or next door or the person that walks past you down the street because they've got, you know, something different than you. Because, let's face it, if we was all the same, I think the world would be more, like, as in just in a more rough condition than it is now. I mean, picture, if everything was perfect, would that not be, if everything was the same, if I was just like you, and your friend was just like you, and everybody around you was just like you, I think that would cause more chaos than the way it is today. Now, that's not saying if you're a person that feels like you can't get up and do anything because you're visually impaired. Guys, I'm going to stop for a second. And I cannot remember his name. He is here in Ohio. And I apologize if you hear this. He does his own radio station. I think it's called the FireSomething.com. Very cool guy. But let me kind of use a word he uses for a minute. I'm going to go from being direct to throwing in my opinion. I like that. You see, I'm the type of person, I learn stuff from many different directions. I learn stuff from my business by listening to others and listening to videos and reading and socializing. So it's my opinion, my own thought, that sitting around doing nothing is ridiculous. That's just my opinion. Even though I know, you know, in my heart that I think that every person that is visually impaired or completely blind should not let that bring their life to a halt. Don't put yourself in a box and stay in it. And this is what I'm going to talk about tonight, about the blind community can succeed. This is what I'm going to talk about. Guys, the text gaming, I think, is going way too far and getting way out of hand. Now listen, before you stop this, I know you're going to say, well, the sighted play it too. And yes, they do. And it affects them too. But I know people that play games that are sighted, that play text games as well. And they act nothing like the blind community does. I mean, come on. There is no reason at all that you should feel like you need to make that game like your real life. And I understand, you get on that game, you create a character, and you generate a social life only on that game. A social life only on your computer. A social life only on Skype. A social life only on the phone. That is not getting up and doing something, because you're still in that same box. And just because you say, well, I get up and go to the store sometime with my mom or my dad, or beginning of the month I go to the grocery store. It's more than that. I promise you that if just one simple thing to begin with, if the visually impaired would back off of the text games a little bit and stop putting the text game into the real life. I see people that play these text games that act the same way as they do in real life. Let me show you a good example. I used to play this game called Mariani. And in that game, you would create a character, and you could meet, you know, say you was a guy, you met a girl in the game. Well, you can marry this girl in the game, right? It's role play. You guys have heard role play. Now, your typical and normal people won't look at you and say, well, you're married in that game? You're cheating on me. Do you know I know about 13 people that are visually impaired that feel like that's cheating and feel like that's going against, and I'm not going to go into no religious stuff, but just saying, going against all these different beliefs? It is a game. And if you take it that far, if you truly take it that far, you need to get out of it and get away from it, or it's going to ruin any chances of you ever getting yourself up off of your chair or your bed or out of your box and succeeding. Guys, you can succeed at anything you want, and all you got to do is get up and go get it. It doesn't matter what it is. And yes, sometimes I get a little excited in these files. And yes, sometimes I speak a little louder because I want to make sure that you hear it in my voice, because you're not in the same room with me. You're just listening to my file, at least I hope. You can do more than just sit in your room 24/7 and play a text game and make that your world. That is ridiculous, guys. You're better than that. You're more than that. You can do so much better with your life. I'm not talking to you as your parent. I'm not talking to you as your best friend. I'm talking to you as a friend on Audioboo. Because all of us on Audioboo, it's like a big community, and that community to me is like a family, and I respect everybody that's on Audioboo. Even though we might not have the same beliefs, even though you might not agree with something that I talk about, I still respect you. But I believe in you, guys. I believe in you. And I believe that you can do absolutely anything that you want to do. And all you got to do is just do it and want it. Good example. Okay? Let's say you're sitting in a room and you're sitting in a chair and you got 5 boxes to the left of you, 5 boxes to the right of you, and they're stacked 5 boxes high. And you're like, well, I can't even get through. Can you really not get through? So you got to do a couple things and move some of them boxes out of the way to get to that door, but you get up and do it and you get out, right? It's the same thing with anything else in life. If you want it, that's all it takes. All you got to do is want it in your heart, and want to be something more than just stuck in a box or stuck in a world of your own while all this stuff's going on around you and you don't even know nothing about it because you're still stuck into your own environment. I think it's a Blind Cafe that talks about the one like on the train. You get on the train and it's so quiet because everybody's in their own little world. Stuck in their own little world. They have no idea what's going on around them. It's the same way with the blind community. Folks, you guys can do it and I got faith in you. And I know you can do it. I know you can. I mean that. I know you guys can do it. I mean that with 100% of my heart. So guys, I know you can. It is a sad number. And when I tell you guys that it is over 60% of the blind community that's doing nothing, that's not just a made up number. Do your research. And you tell me if it's a low percentage of the blind community or the visually impaired community that are doing nothing, because I bet it's not. It's well over 50%. And even just that gaming alone, the text gaming alone, that is one small problem out of a lot of the other problems that I see every day when I talk to other people or when people talk to me. But it's also, as it's being one of the small problems, it's also a huge impact on a percentage of the ones that want to do nothing. Because when they go to bed, I've seen people that play on these text games, and when they go to bed, they don't even log off the game. They just stare. So that when they wake up, they run to the kitchen, grab them something to eat real quick, come back to your room, go away from stare or AFK, and they're back on the game. I bet some of these people spend more than 15 hours a day on a game. There's no reason for that. There's other things to do. Just because you are out of school, some of you that's already been out of school, doesn't mean that, you know, even just to listen to audiobooks is a good way to even learn a little bit more. Because there's been books I've listened to that's taught me things, even when it comes to being sociable. Or I'll read a story and compare that to, you know, something that's went on in my life. And I'm like, you know, that makes sense. So if you really, instead of feeling like people are pushing you around to try to motivate you, and actually listen and know that myself or whoever else might even be trying to encourage you, that's all we're trying to do, is lift you up and inspire you to understand and motivate you in your heart that you're ready to get up and take action and show that you can do whatever you want. It is, guys, it is really time to stop separating yourself from the sighted world. And I'm not saying that all sighted people don't do that too, because sometimes the sighted people separate themselves from you. And it's because there's two reasons. One, you don't understand the sighted world all the way, and the sighted world don't understand you. But if you put them two together and they work together and they give each other a chance, they would understand it and it would make a big difference. I've met people in my life, I'll be honest, I've met people in my life that when they first found out I was visually impaired, they wouldn't talk to me, but then I'd meet them again and they'd talk a little bit more, then they get to know me a little more, and now I've got best friends that are sighted. They said, you know, I never did ignore you because you were visually impaired. I ignored you because I didn't know how to act around you, because I didn't know how to say things, because I didn't want to offend you. And so just because of socializing with the sighted people, makes a huge impact. To be rude and turn your back away from the sighted is not the way to handle it. And maybe it will take you doing more on your part to get the sighted to understand you. But the point is, if you do that, then they'll start doing the same thing. And you'll meet in the middle. And you'll start making more friends than what you thought. And that's just the beginning, folks. That is just the beginning of the things that you can do. But stop locking yourself in your own little corner. That is a lonely corner to be in. I've been in it. If you've not listened to my file, I want you to, because I don't care if anybody knows about my past. I don't care, because I am a better person today. I have a successful job. I have a community of people around me that look up to me now. So go listen to my story. It's even on Audioboo. I think it's titled Emotional Story or something to that effect. But if you go to my webpage, www.amarketing.com, you'll see it right there. It's the second link at the top. The first one's read this. That's got to do with my business. The second one is about me. See, that just proves a point to you real quick, guys. That proves a point. Not only do I share my life history with just the public in general, I share it with my work too. Because I want the people to know that work with me, which one day it might be you. You never know. Especially if you listen to my building a business while having a life. You never know. But point is, I put it out there. I act no different compared to you guys as being friends on Audioboo compared to being friends through my job. It does not matter to me. Because I know who I am. I know what I've been through, and I admit it. And admitting that's the thing. Admitting that you know that you can do better, and admitting that you know that the things you've done in your life, if you've done things that wasn't so right, that stopped you from gaining success or from stopped you from getting up and going, that's another key right there, is to admit it. Admit that there's nothing wrong with me encouraging you. Admit that there's nothing wrong with me telling you that I believe in you. There's no reason to get upset or get mad. If you're upset, it could be because of other reasons. Now, please understand, if you got other disabilities on top of being visually impaired and that you can't get up and actually get a job, or if a person that's visually impaired has a lot more other problems going on in their life, that's a little different. That's not my point here. My point is strictly to the visually impaired that sit on their butt and do nothing, and it really bothers me, because I know you can do much better. The first thing you need to do, if you're one of them people who play the text games, is if you're addicted to it, just start taking yourself away slowly from it. Because those games are just going to keep you locked in. Anyways, this is John with... Oh, goodness. See, I want to say so much more. I don't got time. But I'm going to let you go for right now. But remember, the blind community can succeed. And I know that. I'll talk to you guys soon.